everyone, and welcome to Psychic Sandbox, live on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, weekly on Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. This is your opportunity to listen live with host psychic medium Cindy Leacock of Spirit Messages. Playfully and joyfully, the Psychic Sandbox radio show offers tools to expand your approaches to tapping into sacred energy and psychic experiences. Share your exciting experiences on the air, get psychic medium readings, win prizes. If you would like a free one-question reading today, please call in at 646-378-0378 and push 1 to be put into the queue. And now I give you your wonderful host, Cindy Leacock.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Psychic Sandbox. You are going to want to stick around for the next hour for this amazing program we have today. Again, my name is Cindy Leacock, and I am your radio host. I am a psychic medium, and I have been intensely studying, using, and testing psychic methods since 1973. So are you a curious person? Do you want to learn some new psychic techniques? I'd love to give you some interesting and deeply satisfying information from what I've learned. And I have worked with a lot of psychic people as well as people who are new to being psychic. So I'd like to apply new methods for you if you're new to being psychic. I also, as she mentioned, will be doing mini readings at later in the show. So again, stay with us. So with all that's going on in our suddenly disrupted and altered lives in the past 5 months, I think we all need a good recess. So this hour is just for you. We are literally going to play in the sandbox. And you can start your recess by grabbing a pen and paper, get a glass of iced tea or cold pop, put your feet up, sink into a chair, let that chair take all your weight, and relax your total self for the next hour. Now, if you can't set things aside today, plan to take this type of break with us during the next week. Just take your time to get settled in now while I discuss the nature of our psychic sandbox. So, what is our psychic sandbox? The radio show originated with the idea of giving you a free hour to learn and try easy psychic practices that anyone can do. Then demonstrate those methods and their benefits on my side of the hour and give you a free mini reading. So here's a setting for you to play and have fun with some new subject matter. I hope you will literally take recess and relax. There is no one judging you in a sandbox. It's only a place to play. We unwind. We love to, you know, sink our hands into the warm sand, our feet. And here you are safe to try new things and to explore what works for you. So there's only one rule, as you will remember, no throwing sand. So there's no judgment, there's no arguments, it's just about having fun and trying different things. So in my vast sandbox experience, I remember finding out that I couldn't loosely pack sand in a pail, flip it over, and stand it up for a castle. It took me a long time to figure that out. I did it many times before I realized that I needed wetter sand. I had to pack it down hard and flip it over to make it stand up. When I accomplished that method, I made a castle. I was so happy. I stuck little pieces of sand glass on it and driftwood, and I made little turrets and a moat and filled it with water. It was so fun. So I took the basic idea of the pail and I made it my own. And that little accomplishment really lit up my life. And that's why I know that working with the little methods that we use in the psychic sandbox are going to really mean something for you. I think you're really going to have fun, and you're going to be very impressed with what you can learn to do. So the psychic sandbox is, of course, a metaphor. The sandbox is where we try new imaginative methods, and the sand is the divine energy in all its forms. And there's a lot of forms of divine energy and a lot of ways we call divine energy. Just to name a few, we say divine intelligence or divine intuition. Someone may have divine wisdom, divine love, and use a divine will. And there's endless divine energy for everybody, just as there is endless sand for someone to use in the sandbox. And so you grab as much as divine light as you want. It's infinite. So there are a number of ways to invoke divine energy. So how do we pull it in? And I'm going to give you a little analogy. So please close your eyes and imagine a brand new yellow dump truck, and it has a front loader. Now I have all of the guys' attention. You go over to the huge pile of sand in the corner of the schoolyard, then bring the dump truck back and dump the fresh, clean sand into the sandbox. So what are you going to do with it? Well, invoking divine energy is just like that. You're going to go to the highest vibration of energy and light and invoke it into your whole being and experience it as indescribable joy. The golden twinkling light we can only see in meditation is the divine energy that is transforming your mind, heart, and will. So you use it differently in various parts of your body. So you may have divine intelligence about something and you do something perfectly. Or you may have divine intuition or divine love, or you just love everyone. You're totally connected to everyone and feel that love. So you want to bring as much of that divine energy as you can hold to yourself and hold it. And that is why I call it divine energy. So I took two paths in life. One of them was a career path in math and science, and the other one was spiritual life. And so for me, divine energy completely describes my two paths. It was divine, and the other was learning about energy. So what did Einstein find out in his sandbox? He found out that E equals MC squared. In other words, divine energy equals divine mass times divine light squared. Well, at the divine level, there is no mass. So really, he discovered that energy equals light. Divine energy is divine light. So I use divine energy, and when I see it in meditation, I call it divine light sometimes. And it also is divine love. So the subjects we're going to talk about in the Psychic Sandbox every show is methods to invoke divine energy and also to set our intent that we are serving spirit with our divine energy. So that's incredibly important. We always have the intent of service. If we're going to use the divine energy, it's in the service of love and of all people. There are as many ways to draw in this divine energy as there are people, because everyone has a different nervous system. So you know people who are steady as a rock. You know others that are very nervous and high strung, and vibrations set them off easily. So besides those differences in our nervous systems, each of us has grown up with different cultural methods and religious systems for invoking sacred divine energy. So have you wondered what works best for you in your tradition? Have you determined a way of how you can pull in the divine energy? How would you like to pull in more and keep it working through you longer? And I think that even if it is to become aware of the tradition that you follow and learn how to use it longer, deeper, better, that is a huge win. So we may explore things that don't interest you, or we may explore things that really interest you. But I think it's going to be fun to learn new things regardless. So keep listening for our phone number and our web address. And just stay with us for a minute while I repeat those, because you're going to want to call in for a mini reading and also to go to our blog, because I'm going to keep a lot of information for you on the blog. Okay, here's our phone number, 646-378-0378. It's 646-378-0378. And our blog is on Tumblr, And when you put it in the search, put your name in the search box, I'm sorry, put the name of the show in the search box, Psychic Sandbox, put it in there all one word. So it's Tumblr, Psychic Sandbox. And if you would like a full reading from me, you just need to go to my website, which is my name. Also, you can connect on Tumblr. It's CindyLeacock.com. Cindy with an I, Leacock, LEACOCK.com. Okay, so here is our first method for invoking divine energy. So the first method comes from Hawaii, and I'd like you now to close your eyes and imagine Hawaii. See the beach with the ocean waves, the huge waves lapping up on the sand. There's so much greenery and trees and flowers, and you are so happy to be there. And now relax while I tell you this story. Now, I don't know how old Ho'oponopono is because the indigenous people didn't keep records of that. But it became popular in the last 100 years. A great Hawaiian teacher, Morna Nalamaku Simona, started the current wave of its use. She passed it along to her students and her people, and they used this invocation of divine light to solve problems. They used it to become completely free of inner unhappiness, and they use it as a method in their community as a way to make the community sound and loving. She taught it and wrote about it. Dr. Stanley Hugh Len, a psychologist, used it in a way that brought it to the forefront in all the media. He gave us such solid current evidence that it is one of the most powerful ways to draw in energy and to find harmony with other people. And I can't wait to tell you the story because I use it all the time because of this evidence. And it has worked for me. So the article was written by Rosario Montenegro, and it will be posted on the blog. And Rosario wrote, about 30 years ago, there was a special ward for the criminally insane at Hawaii State Hospital. This place was horrifying. The prisoners there were mentally ill, and they had committed extremely serious crimes, such as murder and rape and kidnapping. And they had to be shackled to be taken from room to room, and they were constantly attacking each other. They never went a single day without someone being attacked. The place was decaying. The paint was coming off the walls. It was terrifying. People didn't want to come into work. I don't think I could describe a worse hell. Well, then they hired this clinical psychologist, Dr. Stanley Hugh Len, and he arrived on the ward. And while he worked there, to the staff, he didn't seem to be doing anything in particular except just coming in and being very cheerful and smiling in a very natural, relaxed way. And from time to time, he would ask for the files of the inmates, and he never tried to see any of them personally. He just sat in his office and looked at the inmates' files. But little by little, things started to change in the hospital. And some prisoners that up until then would never have been allowed to go outside started playing tennis with the staff. Other prisoners would be allowed not to be shackled anymore or would receive less heavy pharmacological drugs. As more and more prisoners obtained permission to go outside, few and few people were causing trouble. The prisoners started gradually to be released. So Dr. Hugh Len had worked there close to 4 years, and in the end, only remained a couple of inmates, and they were relocated somewhere else. And the clinic for the mentally insane criminals had to close. So then he shared what he did to get these results, and what it was Ho'oponopono. And his results were spectacular. He didn't do anything with the prisoners. He didn't do anything except look at their files. And what he will tell you is he only tried to heal himself and his own inner conflicts. By applying an old traditional community problem-solving system from Hawaii by Ho'oponopono, by his late teacher, again, Morna Namaluko Simona. And what was he doing? Dr. Len Hughes says, quote, "Existence is a gift from divine intelligence, and the gift is given for the sole purpose of reestablishing knowing the self as divine through problem solving. Ho'oponopono is an updated version of an ancient Hawaiian problem solving process of repentance, forgiveness, and transmutation." So I'm going to read this slowly and repeat it. Ho'oponopono involves the full participation of each of the four members of the self, the four parts of the self: divine intelligence, superconscious mind, conscious mind, and subconscious mind working together as a unit. Again, Ho'oponopono involves the full participation of each of the four members of self: divine intelligence, superconscious mind, conscious mind, and subconscious mind working as a unit. Each member has a unique part and function in the problem solving of the memories that replay in the subconscious mind, and that is what causes the problems. It's all the memory in the subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind is like the collective memory that Carl Jung talked about, collective consciousness. We all carry all of the problems that we all have collectively, and so when we clear out some of our subconscious mind, we are also solving others' problems. So this is Morna's prayer. And again, this will be on the blog. Divine Spirit, superconscious, conscious, and subconscious, please locate the origin of my feelings about, I'm going to say Joe. Take each and every level, layer, area, and aspect of my being to this origin. Analyze it and resolve it perfectly with divine truth. Come through all generations of time and eternity, healing every incident and its appendages based on the origin. Please do it according to divine will until I am at the present filled with divine light, truth, peace, and love. I am filled with forgiveness of myself for my incorrect perceptions. I ask for forgiveness of every place, person, circumstances, and events that contributed to these feelings and thoughts. This is the most powerful invocation of divine energy I have ever used. It draws so much divine energy, intelligence, and love at every level that it heals the criminally insane. I've used it for about 4 years, and there's a website you can go to where you put your problem on there, and everyone who visits the website does the Ho'opono prayer for your problem as well as their own. And I'll put that website again on our blog. And this method is also called Zero Point. Zero Point, it's a little more modern. So what's the symbol in the psychic sandbox for Ho'oponopono? It's the sifter. You use it to sift out the dirt and stones of the past and get pure sand sifting divine light into the present. So there's something I'd like to go back to tell you a little bit about my psychic readings. So what Dr. Hughes says is my philosophy. Existence is a gift from divine intelligence, and the gift is given for the sole purpose of reestablishing knowing the self as divine through problem solving. And if you listened last week, you'll remember that we all have an overriding soul lesson for our whole life. And what we do is we solve this soul lesson problem in multiple ways by strengthening our nervous system to do the right thing, and then we hold more and more divine energy. So we start with the contract or the soul dilemma. Then we have all kinds of problems through our life, and we learn in all the different aspects from all the different angles how to solve that problem. And by doing that, we strengthen our nervous system. And by strengthening our character and our nervous system, we hold more and more divine energy. So when I do a psychic reading, the first thing I'll read for you is to tell you what I believe is your overall psychic lesson or life lesson. So it may not fit with the question that you have for today, but at least you'll know what it is, and you may be able to fit other problems that you've had, and it'll make sense as to why that is an overriding lesson. So, again, all of that information is on our blog. So now I'm going to start with your first psychic exercise. Now, I know that some of you are sitting there going, I am not psychic. And I'm going to tell you something. It's like you telling me your piano has no keys above middle C. You have all of the vibrations above your conscious mind that I do or anybody does, all the way up to the vibration of divine light, which is one with everything. So, you know, all you're doing when you learn psychic methods and mediumship methods is you're just learning to play the piano above middle C. So we're going to learn to use the higher notes. And then, as Ho'oponopono taught us, we'll use the lower notes, the unconscious mind. We'll use the higher conscious mind. So we're playing the whole piano. And so we'll just work all the time on little psychic exercises until you can freely pick the ones you like and use them at home. I learned our first psychic exercise from my professor, Dr. Henry Reed. He is at Atlantic University, where I attended. That is Edgar Cayce's university. Edgar Cayce was one of the foremost psychics of the 20th century, and Dr. Reed is an astounding teacher. He was a psychic teacher and writer. So this worked for me the very first time I tried it. It was the easiest one I've ever tried, and I was so thrilled. So I hope you get the same results. But even if you don't get them right now while we're on the radio, be sure and try this, you know, multiple times at home, because it is so worth it. It's so fun when you get an image from your higher self. And so you get, well, there's about five different ways you get psychic information, but this particular way is through clairvoyance, and that is through higher seeing. So you're going to see something coming from a higher level, coming from another level of your own consciousness. So it's in your piano. It's just a matter of you plunking the strings, okay? Okay, so what we're going to do is we just invoke divine energy, ask divine energy to please fill us so that we can grow in this way, and we would love to serve spirit. We'd love to serve the spirit of wholeness in all of humanity. And now you can just pray or invoke the divine energy as you know how, or you can just say to yourself, be still, be still, be still. And now visualize a golden sparkling light all around you. While I describe the directions, I'll just give you the directions right now. Don't try it with me yet. Okay, so you're going to learn to see a psychic symbol in your mind's eye, or your middle chakra here in between your eyebrows. It's a simple thing to do. It's just not always easy because you have to have a lot of patience for this exercise. You think that the image is going to come to you right away, and it just doesn't. It takes like 20 to 30 seconds. So you just have to wait for it. And here are the directions. I'll want you to rub the spot between your eyebrows because this is where your mind's eye sits. This is where you are. You sit right behind this third eye. And you yourself, that's where you are. That's where you dwell. So you're going to see right in that area an image from your own spirit. And I don't know if you all remember the song and gestures to This Old Man. He played one. But at the end of the song, you go, and he came rolling home. So when you do rolling home, there's this hand gesture where you roll your hands around each other. So at the end, I want you to roll your hands around each other, and then as soon as you're done and ready, you clap your hands. You close your eyes, stare at the spot, and an image will pop up. But again, it takes about 20 to 30 seconds. So if you're ready, you can try this right now. It may not work right now, but I'll give you 20 seconds so that you can try to see something. Okay. And then I'll give you one direction right afterwards, and we'll be through. Okay. Do your little invocation, your intention. Be still. Be still. Be still. Roll your hands around. And when you're ready, clap. Patiently wait. It may seem like an eternity, but just patiently wait until it pops up in your inner vision. You're waiting. Okay, we're going to stop right now, and I want you to write down the first thing that comes into your mind. Right now, what's the first thing that comes into your mind? Okay, that is also psychic information. I sent out that intention that you would think of something that would be helpful to you from a psychic level when you stop the exercise, that your first thought would be of help to you. So in case you didn't get a symbol, you at least get a thought. Now, if you would, please post those images or the first thing you thought to the blog if you would like to participate in sort of the group experience. And all the exercises that I'll do will always be on the blog, and then you can comment however you want to. Especially, I'd love to know what's really working for you and why. You know, like you can say, you know, I'm a really solid person. It's really hard for me to be affected by things. Or you can say, I'm really a nervous person, and whatever you want to say. Okay, so we're going to move on to readings in the second half of the hour, and I'm really looking forward to meeting you. Now, when you talk to me, I'm going to ask you first to tell me your question, and then I'd like you to repeat your first and middle name for me twice, and repeat the month and day of your birth for me twice, so I can get on your frequency, okay? And then you can we'll go over your question. Okay, Courtney, do we have a caller?
Oh, we have several, and I just want to remind everybody that if you're interested in a free reading, to call in at 646-378-0378, and to please stay on the line. Up first, we have Donna, and Donna is calling from California. Welcome to the show, Donna.
Thank you.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So what have you got for me?
Well, when someone criticizes me, I take it fully in. It's like instead of knowing myself more and knowing certain things about myself, I take it in and I get wounded, like.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, can you give me your first and middle name?
Yes, Donna Mary. Donna Mary.
And your month and day of your birth?
April 22nd. April 22nd.
Okay, great. All right. Let me just concentrate for a minute here, Donna. Okay. This is really helpful. I think you'll really find this helpful. So your overarching soul lesson in this lifetime is learning loyalty and detachment. So you are learning when to be loyal and when to walk away from somebody.
Yes.
So what I would say with the question is, all right, so if someone is criticizing you and it is not a helpful criticism, like sometimes we get a criticism like, you know, you've got spinach in your teeth. We go, oh, thank you. I appreciate your telling me. but somebody that's criticizing you in order to hurt you, you want to think, okay, now, is this somebody I want to give my loyalty to, or is this somebody I want to detach from and back away from? Walk away and, you know, and don't hold the feeling of hurt. So that would be the question you would ask yourself. Now, you're probably calling about a particular time this happened, probably recently.
Right.
Yeah. So can you, do you want me to look more at the surrounding issues, or do you want to just apply that lesson and just see that that's probably a person you want to walk away from?
Yeah, it was on my birthday, and my friend, I had told her about an incident, and but I told her a long time ago, and it's on my birthday, and she started airing everything of my life to everybody sitting there at the bar where we were having our breakfast, and I don't know, I didn't bring up any of her stuff, but it just really bothered me that she did that. But I remain loyal to her and am still her friend, even though at that time I just couldn't believe what she was doing.
Okay. So what I'm seeing with her is that she's a thorn in your side.
Mm.
And you are still hurt. The thorn is still there. And, you know, I'm going to leave this up to you, because always how we use psychic information is up to us. But I would encourage you to think about whether or not you want to be loyal to this person and how you're going to remove that thorn. Is it going to be by standing up for yourself? You know, is it going to be by writing it down and, you know, throwing away the letter? You know, there's all these ways of healing something like that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I did stand up for myself. I just know now that I won't disclose too much to her, because yeah, she's very set in her opinion and her way, and she gets very, very jealous. So yeah, I can't really exclude, you know, I mean, if my sister like bought me a present, she'd be very, very jealous, and then she'd put me down for having a rich sister. I mean, things like that. Oh,
right,
instead of being happy.
Okay.
For me. Yeah.
Okay, well, let me just say this one more time as your psychic in this moment.
Okay.
You're learning a lesson about whether or not to be loyal or not loyal. How
okay.
do you make the difference in your mind? What is your boundary? What is your don't step over this line, you know, drawing the line in the sand? What is that? You know, when are you loyal to somebody and when are you not? And that's the thing that I would take away from this situation, is for yourself, just saying, okay, this would be my line in the sand with somebody. It doesn't have to be
mm-hmm.
with her, but you still have
yeah.
that thorn in your side, and you're going to have to heal it.
Mm-hmm.
Ho'oponopono would be an ideal method for this.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so
Thanks.
Much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you
okay.
so much. Have a wonderful
You're welcome.
Day.
Okay,
awesome. Up next we have Dee Dee, and she is calling from California. Welcome to the show, Dee Dee.
Hi,
Dee Dee.
Thank you. Hi.
What is your question?
I'll give you my first name and my middle name.
Okay.
My first name is Exodus, and my middle name is Deneen. So I'll say it again, Exodus Deneen. And my birthday is May 27th. Do you need the year, too?
No. Mm-mm. No.
And okay. my question is, I just started a new job, and there's kind of some weird stuff going on. It's not a real solid it's a school that just opened, and there's a lot of kinks that need to be ironed out, and I'm wondering if I'm in the right place.
Okay, excellent question. Okay, so let me just start with your overarching soul, kind of your lesson or soul contract, however you want to look at it. Okay, just a second here. So yours is communication, and your overarching lesson is when to talk and when to be silent. So this, you know, the fact that you're working in a school is, you know, perfect for this. Let me just look at what's going on. I'm clairvoyant, so it just takes a minute for me to see. I'm not clairaudient. I don't just hear the information. Okay. I am seeing that either you or someone who works there, it looks like, has you in their sights. Like there's a certain person that's aiming for you in a negative way. Or you feel that way about somebody there. There's one person in particular that is not, it's not going well with. Okay, let me just see what I can do here. Okay, so what I'm seeing is that that relationship needs to be cleaned up through communication. So where you might hesitate to talk to this person, you definitely want to establish some kind of communication with them. So this would be a part of your life lesson, which would be when to talk. And of course, it's a sensitive situation, so you also know when not to say something to them because you're learning trust with each other. Do you know who I mean?
Well, I no, I don't.
Okay.
There's one student there that it's a cosmetology school, and this is my third. Yesterday was my third day there, and so there is one student there that was just kind of had an attitude. That's really the only one I can think of. I mean, as far as the owner and the administration, so far everybody's been very nice to me. So
I definitely, you know, what I was picking up with was on this student and you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely, you know, clean off that situation as much as you can and make that more harmonious. So let me look at the overall general situation of the whole group of the administrators and the rest of the team and you. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They, everyone there has their guard up, you know, seeing who they can trust. So that's part of what you're feeling. It's just, it isn't open and easy yet because, you know, people are still kind of feeling out what, you know, who is who. So again, you know, when you're with somebody, you know, you're both in a situation where you don't know what's going on. And so there's always that attitude of lowering the bridge and offering a piece of information or making a compliment or just something to kind of warm up the situation so that people start to feel more at ease.
Okay. Yeah, I do feel that. I feel like there's been a couple instructors that have come and gone just in the 9 months that they've been open, and I think they are testing, you know, to see who's going to stick around and who isn't.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wondered if I'm wasting my time or if I should stick, you know, if I should hang it out. Because it's just such a kind of a new situation. And I have a lot coming up in my life. My first grandchild is going to be born in August. And
oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so great.
Of course, I want to be around Grandma.
Let me look at. Just 1 second. Let me just look at staying there and
okay.
Whether or not you're wasting your time. Let me just look one more time.
Thank you.
I see that they're going to open up to you, and definitely you will be a part of them. You will feel comfortable there.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I
you're
appreciate
really welcome.
That.
Oh, thank you for calling.
And thank you for your information on the Hawaiian invocation that you gave. I have a son that is currently in a residential treatment center, and he's got some very, very bad behaviors, and I'm going to try to do that invocation for him and my relationship, because it's not a good one right now. It's currently broken.
Oh, gosh, that is a perfect, perfect example. I used it for a difficult one myself, and it worked. Yeah. So good luck.
I can't wait. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, who we got next?
Up next, we have Kathy, and Kathy is calling from Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Hi, it's Gabby.
Gabby.
Oh, sorry.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What kind of a question do you have today?
I mean, I guess it can be about any, like, changes in my life, any, like, monetarily or business-wise. Oh, and my name's Gabriella Samantha, April 2nd, 98.
Okay, great. So you want to know about changes in work and money?
Yes, if anything's coming down the pipeline soon.
Okay. All right, good. Okay, first of all, let me give you your overarching soul lesson, okay? Okay, let me just look at this for a second. Okay, so your lesson overall is leadership. So you're always learning about when to be a leader and when to be a follower. So does that make sense for you?
Definitely.
It what?
It definitely does.
Oh, good. Okay, great. All right, so let's look at the money situation and work. Okay. Okay, and then. Oh, okay. All right, I see. First of all, let me tell you that your overall health is very vibrant. I've rarely seen something like I just saw. You are just full of energy and really, really joyful to be around. There's a lot of energy right now flowing toward you working and money. It's just electric. Something definitely is in the works. Do you want to be more specific and I can look at it more?
I mean, I'm trying to open a restaurant, and I'm supposed to meet, like, I connected with a chef, and then he sent me to a hospitality group, and I'm supposed to meet with the CEO tomorrow to, like, discuss some more, but I really want to move because I'm happy with my current employment situation, but it's like, you know, when you're not living your life's purpose, and then that, like, so, you know, I'm hoping this moves really fast.
Prefer the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just look. Okay, what I'm seeing is that it's going to be very overwhelming for you. You would need a lot of support from other people that you really trust in order to hold up the responsibilities of it. It will be a lot for you. It's not that you can't do it. It's just that you need to think before. Again, this is, do you want to be a leader? You're going to need to lead a lot of people to make this work. And if you commit to yourself and say, this is a situation where I'm going to be a leader and I invoke and, give the intention to spirit that I am doing this, you know, for wholeness of humanity or however you want to put it for yourself. That's a good way to step into something that will be that challenging. So, you know, it's for my learning to be a leader. It's for my learning, you know, to serve other people. Yeah, like that.
So, like, is it, like, overwhelming because it's a restaurant, or is it overwhelming because all the moving parts and the success of it?
The moving parts.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a risk. And it's a decision. What I'm not seeing it as one way or another. It's like, you know, some situations are like fate, you know, this mm-hmm. is just going to happen or it's not. I don't see it like that. I see it much more like, oh, yeah, I have to decide whether I want to take this on. So it has to be done very consciously.
Mm. Wow. See, I was like thinking about that. I was like, am I ready? I mean, I'm hoping the guy like decides to help me tomorrow, but I'm thinking about that, like whether or not I'll be able to handle it. Like, am I ready to handle?
I can ask that for you. You know, I've asked that myself many times. Am I ready? Can I do this? I'm happy to ask that.
I would love that.
Okay, let me do it. Just a second now. Yes, it would be a good decision. I see you making a very solid, well-run. It's just very solid. I see you doing it and doing it well.
Okay, that makes me happy. Just now,
yeah.
I need to start building like a support system because I don't really
that's
have one.
That's the main thing. That's what I saw is you need a lot of people to help you do this and lead them.
I will.
One of the things that I heard one time that really, really taught me about leadership was about a director was directing a movie, and the actor said, that director already knew where I had to be before I even said my lines. And I thought, whenever I lead in the future, I want to know what exactly they're going to have to face, like the dishwasher. You know, where are the towels? Where, you know, what to do if the dishwasher breaks down? So that you know all the detail, the minutiae of the restaurant, so that everybody trusts you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I really hope it goes well, Gabby.
I'm manifesting it, and I thank you so much for doing this for me.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Okay, good luck.
Thank you. I hope to talk to you soon.
Okay.
Awesome. Up next, we have Lucy, and Lucy is calling from New York. Welcome to the show, Lucy.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. What's your question today?
My question is about my career, my job, my ashram. How you see me there? You see me being promoted or you see me changing jobs? I have been there for a while. I'm going to say my name, my month. Lucero Lucuara, October 16th.
Could you say October 15th for me one more time?
16th. October
16th. Oh, I'm glad I asked.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, so your overarching... Oh, yeah, okay. So your life lesson, what you're always working on is whether or not to... work with others, get agreement from others, or to go out on your own independently without other people's advice. So you have to know when to be strong inside yourself and when you know that you need input from other people before you make a decision. Okay, so taking that and looking at your career and whether or not you'd be promoted, just give me a second here. Okay, so what I see is that you reach out to other people. You're very beautiful, and you easily share that with people. Individually, people are really, really touched by you. Okay. Now I'm going to look at your career. Okay, what I'm seeing there is that it is stalled. It's fine, you know, and staying there is fine, but I don't see a promotion, you staying in that place. I just see you staying in the same job. Now let me look at a different job, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. I definitely see there's a different job. And this job would be, let me just, I'm seeing something and I'm hearing something different. Just a minute.
Thank you.
Okay. Job that I see, it's at a very, very big organization of some kind. That's old. It's an old organization. It has deep roots in the community. It is somewhere where you would feel like you belong, that you have skills to bring there. You have something really good to offer. It's a very healthy organization. Would you understand an old, large organization where you would where your skills would be used?
I do understand, but I don't see. And I am part of the big, huge old organization. It's an insurance company. Hello,
I'm hearing you.
Yeah. Are you talking about the same company, different department, or are you talking about a totally different corporation?
So you currently work for an old company with deep roots. So what I'm seeing...
Hello. I work for a company that has been around. It's an insurance company. Blue
okay.
Cross Brazil.
Yeah.
Blue Cross
it's forever
Brazil
and
has
ever.
Been,
mm-hmm.
Has been there forever.
Uh-huh.
Even though it has different names, I work for the same company, different name.
Oh.
You see me with the same company, or you see me applying to other companies?
Okay.
Or you see me working on my own?
Okay.
Doing something just freelancing.
Yeah. Now
or
I'm
something.
Clear. I'm clear on the fact. I get the organization you're currently working for, and. What I don't understand, okay, so, yeah, there's definitely a place, another place for you in that organization. So what I see, yes, what you said earlier about moving to a different department, because, okay, what I saw was your job first. Then I saw this other corporation, this large, large corporation. What I didn't understand was why I was seeing what I thought was a different company. But it's not that. It's a different department in that company. Stay in Blue Cross Blue Shield, but transfer to something else. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Because the job that you have, the current job you have in the department that you're in, is stalled.
Yeah.
But the organization that you're working for is a good one, and it's very healthy. It serves a lot of people. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And then, you know, when you swing and swing and swing and you out of breath, that's the way that I feel now. Even though I can tell you I love what I do, because every time that somebody comes to me, a client comes to me, I pray for them. They are born, I welcome them to the life. If they die, I welcome them to the light.
Oh.
Then I feel like I am swimming out of breath. And I just say, please, God, at least the 20 years here, and then I swim to freedom, to traveling, to doing nothing. Because my dream is to just travel, be able to travel around the world, stay 1 week here, 1 week there, and do something online that is going to bring me income. like investments online, trading or something like that.
I see. So
but
I think what I'm seeing, what I saw, is that if you stay in your current job, that will be it. You won't get promoted in that job. If you want a better job where you're working, you're going to have to move into a different department. But if you want something entirely different, I don't see it at this time. I see you very much still being working for this large company.
Okay. And it's in my best benefit, yeah? Because I'm serving my purpose over here. Because as a healer, I'm healing people. Well, I'll help them to the company pay their claims.
I hope you handled my claims. You're an angel.
Yeah, I really do it for the people that comes to me.
The people are the clients.
Yeah.
That's very sweet. Well, we're going to have to draw things to a close here, Lucy. And it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
You are very sweet. I love your voice, your energy.
Oh,
I love
you.
You.
I love
thank
you.
Thank you.
Too.
Very blessed. Many blessings.
Thank you, Lucy. To you as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for your participation today. All of our music is thanks to Jason Shaw at audionautics.com, and you can get open source music there if you'd ever like it. Our producer, who I want to thank profusely, Courtney Overfield, she is also a psychic medium. And I want to thank you for tuning in and sharing all the experiences in the sandbox with us. If you would like a reading from me, a full reading of half an hour, I usually go over the half hour because we go till we're done. Go to www.cindyleacock.com. And please be sure to come back and join us next Thursday at 1 o'clock. And Courtney, do you have anything else that you want to add?
Just that if you haven't had a chance to listen to today's show or Cindy's first show, please go to bodymindspiritradio.com. You can listen to all her shows and archive on there, and all of her contact information that she has just said is on there as well. So if you don't have a pen or you didn't get an opportunity to write it down, all of her information is provided right there, including a direct link to book an appointment with her.
Right, and I also have a Facebook page called Spirit Messages that you can go to, and I usually have information that's happened on the radio there as well. But the Tumblr blog, Psychic Sandbox, has everything, and that's where we'll all keep touch with each other if you'd like to participate. And please give me a call if you're interested in a reading. I sure enjoyed it today. It was a lot of fun. Thank you for everybody who wants to call in, as well as I'd love it if next week I'll give a free reading to anybody that calls in and tells us about either using Ho'oponopono or having some kind of psychic experience. So when we're calling in for readings, we'll also take calls for somebody who'd like to share a psychic experience or a method for the audience. So we'll do that as well. We'll have a lot of fun next week. Okay, Courtney?
Thank you, and everybody have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you.